Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following reading and sermon are from the 10:30 service on Sunday, January 26, 2020.
Our gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 4, beginning at verse 12. Now, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. and great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and Judea and from beyond the Jordan. This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Sermon text for my message for today is from Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 20. And this is the Apostle Paul praying a prayer to the church in Ephesus. Now to him, God, who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This prayer is a doxology, and a doxology is simply a prayer of praise to God. Maybe you might know this hymn, praise God from whom all blessings flow, praise him all creatures here. That's a doxology. And Paul here is proclaiming God, who is able, who's all-powerful, who's all-knowing, who protects us, who's our Savior, who is our friend. That whenever we're praising God and honoring God that way, that's a prayer and a doxology. Now to him who is able. We're going to concentrate on him who is able, God, to do immeasurably more than what we could ask or imagine, according to the power at work within us. A couple of months ago, I went to a church called the Able Church. I love this church. This church had people who had lots of different disabilities, autism, Down syndrome, physical disabilities. Some of them couldn't walk or even talk. And what I loved about this church was everyone was involved. There were people who were passing out bulletins. There were people there who were playing their musical instruments. There were people with disabilities that were reading the scriptures. Full participation. This was a very inviting and inclusive church. They celebrated their abilities. And I was so blessed to see that and experience it. But there was one who really moved me in the service. At the end, they were taking prayer requests. And there were a lot of prayer requests, and they were reading them all. And this one woman, thick black frames and lenses that she was wearing, and I don't know what her disability was, but I'm thinking to myself, how is she going to remember all those prayers and prayer requests? And then she prayed and went something like this: Lord Jesus, help these people. Amen. That was her prayer. And I'm thinking to myself, well, doesn't God honor those kinds of prayers? Very simple, not eloquent or fluent. God knows those requests. He knows those names. It didn't have to be in great detail. God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to the power at work within us. And that woman demonstrated that to me. You see, we overlook and even dismiss what God can do in the body of Christ, his church. The Apostle Paul understood this in 1 Corinthians 12 when he describes the church this way, as a human body, okay? The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, nor the head can say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem weaker are indispensable. Those that might seem less than or useless, regardless of their disability, are important and valued. A couple Sundays ago, I had Dennis Pieper here with voice, not here, at my church, at St. Peter Arlington Heights, and he presented the five stages of changing attitudes that we have towards people with disabilities. This was written by a fellow by the name of Dan Vanderplatz. He's with Elam Christian Services, which is an organization that reaches out to the special needs community. And I can identify with these stages, and maybe you can too, because sometimes I'm doing all five of these stages and not thinking about how I'm relating to someone with a disability. And the first stage is this: it's ignorance. It's an unawareness of a person that has a disability. I went to a conference where there was a man in a wheelchair, and he was passing out the conference programs, and I started to say, well, I had a conversation with him and got to know him and his name and so forth and so on. And then afterwards he said, "Thank you." I said, "Well, thank you." He goes, "No, thank you for recognizing me." Because sometimes I'm invisible and people don't know me. Thank you. You know, there's this unawareness sometimes that we have. We have the blinders on of those people who need our friendship. Then there's another stage. This is called pity. This is where we learn and listen, and we begin to understand people who are trying to cope with whatever they're struggling with in life and their disability. And we feel sorry, and we have some compassion, right? So we're beginning to grow in these important ways in which we can reach out to people and help them, especially with their disability. And that becomes the next stage eventually, which is care. Care. That is where we're involved. We become a volunteer. We're helping out with the Meals and Wheels, or Feed My Starving Children, or we have Comfort Dogs come, or we're doing care ministry, Stephen Ministries in our church, and we're involved with the people in their lives, and we're out there visiting with them, and we're caring. But it does not stop there. I used to think that, you know, oh, I'm doing all these things and I'm done for the day. It doesn't stop there, because the next stage is friendship. You know, Dennis Pieper was showing us, you know, the sign is "I love you" in sign language. The sign language sign for friend is this: two fingers connecting together. Now, what a beautiful thing that is. That means building a relationship with those people that we're caring for. Now, what did Jesus do? Yeah, he healed people, he fed the 5,000, but he was also involved in their lives and he became friends. He had visited with the Lazarus and Mary and Martha, and he ate in their homes, and he was out and about with people in the marketplace. He's becoming their friend. He invited Zacchaeus. He was invited by Zacchaeus into his home, and he ate and built a relationship with him. So Jesus is our example for that, being a friend. That's the next stage of engaging people who have disabilities. And then the last one, the most important one, the one that talks, that reminds us that we are co-laborers, partners in the gospel with people who have disabilities. And I'm going to give you an example. Sam. Sam is a member at the church that I'm at, St. Peter Arlington Heights. Sam comes to the special needs Bible class that I have. Sam comes every Sunday to church, but But Sam also is a co-laborer with me when we go out to a group home, it's Clearbrook Commons, and we do a church service. We have a Jesus time. We sing songs. We have a Bible story. And Sam is there with his tambourine, and he's having a lot of fun. And one day, he noticed that there was a resident who was crying. She was grieving. She had just found out her mom or her dad had passed away. And so Sam says, Pastor Paul, we got to pray. So Sam lays his hand on this woman, and I do, and I begin to pray for her as she's coping with her grief. Amen. And Sam, amen. I feel that was my brother in Christ helping me be a co-laborer, a partner in the gospel. Back to our text. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power working within us. We know God's power, do we not? In creation and in nature and in the weather. And we know God's power even as we function as human beings and how complex our human body is. It's evident in creation, and that God is that sustainer of creation. But this is an inner work, and this is a work that's even more powerful than his creation work. And that work is God's redemption work in the power of the gospel. As Paul reminds us in Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. God's power comes in the gospel message. There's in the Gospel of Mark about this man who's a paraplegic. He's paralyzed and he can't walk. His friends take him to Jesus. Jesus is in a house. It's very crowded. So his friends take him down through the roof. Finally, he's there and he wants to be healed. And instead of Jesus saying, son, you're healed, Jesus says what? Your sins are forgiven. The most important thing Jesus could ever do for that paralytic was to forgive him his sins. And in the same way, that's the most important thing, the most powerful thing that God can do in our lives by redeeming us, defective, broken sinners, and taking us to Jesus and the cross, where we find life, salvation, and the forgiveness of sins. That's the most powerful thing that God can do in people's life. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
There is
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.